And tonight, turn to Genesis chapter number 9. How many was in on the series, and we're going to make this series public, When God Shuts You In? How many heard some of that? I preached a series on Wednesday night on When God Shuts You In. God shut Noah in during the flood and blessed Noah. I'll give you three things about that time. First of all, it was a rebellious time. I believe it was an ungodly time. God saw the wickedness of men, and God said, I've made a decision. I'm destroying man from this planet. I am going to destroy everybody from this planet. God decided that. The sons of God met the daughters of men, had a relationship. Now, I know there's some people are off on the train that the sons of God were angels. No, sir. That's just not true. That's made some good preaching, but it's not true. The sons of God were the sons of Seth. And the daughters of men were the sons of Canaan. They had an ungodly relationship. And God said, I'm not pleased with it. And by the way, God has never been pleased with unequally yoked people. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want you to know, you're going to get married to somebody, you ought to get married to a Christian if you're a Christian. Somebody help me right there. Amen. But I'm going a little farther. Man, I'm chasing rabbits already. I personally believe if you don't want no confusion in your house and you don't want a mess in your house and you're a Baptist, you ought to marry a Baptist. Yeah. Wait a minute, you're not strong enough. Amen. How many people have you seen their marriages go down the tube because they're unequally yoked, number one, and then number two, they married somebody and their whole marriage has been a struggle because neither one of them agree with one another. And I want you to know something, if there's discord in the home, God will not bless. Good preaching, preacher. Amen. So we see a rebellious time. Number two, we see a righteous man. The Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even amongst this wicked time, the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God, he was a preacher of righteousness, preached 120 years. And the only converse was there was his three boys and their wives and his wife. And there was eight people that were saved through the flood and through the storm. I'm glad. Woo! I'm glad that I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You said, are you righteous? Oh, you got that right. I've been imputed righteousness. I've been given righteousness. Somebody help me preach right here. I'm not saved by my righteousness, but I'm saved because of his. And God told him, boy, I like this. God told him, I want you to build an ark, a refuge. He was going to build it. How many believe that took some faith? By faith, Noah moved with fear. You say, hey, by the way, what we're doing here to church right now, you can tell what we're doing. We're living by faith. We've got a vision for the future. Noah was given a revelation by God that he was going to destroy everything. And he said, Noah, but you found grace in the Lord. I'm going to give you the plan for the refuge, the plan for the ark. I'm glad there's one plan for the ark, and there's one plan of salvation. There was one door in the ark, and there's one way to heaven. Whew. I won't preach all that. I like to preach it all. But that brings us up. That went through chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8. That takes us up to where I'm going tonight in chapter number 9. And I want you to notice something. I'm going to read several verses tonight. If I don't get done, I'm going to finish next week. Somebody help me preach right there. Genesis chapter 9 and verse number 1. Are you there? Amen. Noah has now... The ark has now landed. Noah is now ready to start life again. And chapter 9 says this, and God blessed Noah. Whew. Aren't you glad God blesses you? and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of a man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require it. Listen, verse 6. Whoso sheddeth man's blood by man shall by his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. Somebody help me there. Let me stop. I know there may be some liberals in this room, and I might as well just take a pot shot at you. And I'm going to. If any of you are liberals and you don't believe in capital punishment, you don't believe the Bible. God established capital punishment. Somebody help me preach right there. God established it, and it doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that he ended it. Come on now. Hey, by the way, you said, no, I got you right now, Preacher Smith. That's a law thing. And the law is done, and the law is fulfilled. Ladies and gentlemen, he gave the exhortation for capital punishment before the law. And I know this for 100%. After the rapture and when he establishes millennial reign, God will reinstate capital punishment, and it will be the law of the land because it always has been the law.
Amen.
I know that's a lot of preaching. Let me go on. And you be ye fruitful, multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, at the fowl of the cat, of the fowl of the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is a token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for a perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the cloud. And it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, but the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, woo, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting. Listen, I will remember that every creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is a token of the covenant which I established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And Noah and the sons of Noah that went out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. There are the three sons of Noah, and them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken. And he was uncovered within the tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both of their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from the wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall be unto his brother. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japhethah, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah, listen to this, lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. You say, what are you preaching on tonight? They were in the ark. God preserved them in the ark through the storm. A horrific storm. That ark was pitched on the outside and the inside. That word pitch is the same word for atonement. By the way, there's one atonement for sin. And that's the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad I've been washed in his blood. I'm glad for the, well, glory. Thank God for the blood. Amen. But now listen to me. That ark landed. Now I'm preaching something tonight. I want to really help you. I know I've done a lot of introduction, but I really want to help you tonight. You know what God was telling Noah? You know what he was telling Noah, Lois? Noah, the storm's over. It's time to move forward.
Amen.
Somebody help me. Noah, the storm's over. It's time to move forward. I want you to know something. My God is a forward-moving God.
Amen.
I know you might say, preacher, I've had delays in my life. I've had detours in my life. I want you to know something. When God saved you, he gave you a Bible. He put you in a church. He washed you in his blood. You're a child of God. And God said, when I save you, it's time for you to move forward.
Amen.
Stay with me. I'm going to stop. I'm going to run just a little rabbit. I wonder how many people in this room, maybe because of doubt or some decision you made or something you've done, has stopped you from moving forward. Am I preaching? I know some people, I'm going to tell you, they're not moving forward. They've had some crises. They've had some trouble. And these things happen in their life, and they feel delayed, and they're not moving forward in their life. Hey, Noah, I want you to move forward. It's time to replenish this earth. It's time for civilization to be restored. Noah, I'm dependent on you. Boy, somebody help me. I'll give you four things tonight on moving forward. There may be some people in here, you've had a bad relationship, and you're having a hard time to moving forward. They might be some church members been hurt in some other church before, and you're having a hard time moving forward. They may be a marriage here that's been, your whole marriage was blown up by Satan, and you're having a hard time to move forward. God's saying to you today, okay, and there may be some people in here tonight, you've made some sins, you made some mistakes, you faltered along the way, and you're saying, I can't go forward. God said you can.
Amen.
And you must. Let me give you four things tonight. I'll just spend not too much time on a couple of them. First of all, in verses 9-4, I see a blessed commission. You know what their commission was? To be fruitful and to not be multiplied.
That's right.
And replenish the earth. Hey, Jeff, you know what the commission was? You're the ones that's going to start civilization over again. Somebody help me.
Amen.
Human governments were started by Noah.
You're right.
God put all of the emphasis of the of human government and establishing the human government upon Noah. Noah, you've got to be fruitful. You've got to multiply, and you must replenish the earth. Can I say something to Tate Valley Baptist Church tonight? God has blessed you. God has took us through many storms and many troubles and many problems. But God's been faithful. I know for 39 years since I've been pastored, he's been faithful. And God don't want us to be stuck in the mud. And God don't want us to be too detoured. And God don't want us to delay. You know what he wants us to do? Be fruitful and multiply.
Amen.
I'm going to say this. Any church that's not a soul winning church is a dead church.
Amen.
I know some churches right now, they're having big problems. You know why they're having big problems? I'm going to tell you straight out. I'll go head on this. They're having big problems. You know why? They were not multiplying. They don't even have a soul winning program. They don't even give invitations like you should. So they don't disciple people. Come on, help me preach right there. You know, Tate Valley Baptist Church, if we're going to even see greater things than we ever seen before, there's a blessed commission for us, and we must move forward. Somebody help me preach right here. We must multiply. You ought to get back under them track rocks tonight. Get every track you can. Pass them out to your neighbor. Pass them out to friends. God's commission is for us to be fruitful and multiply.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you. I get real disturbed if we go through a few services and not have somebody saved. You say, wait a minute. I'm going to tell y'all something that you don't know. For 20 years, we've kept track. We've had somebody saved in this ministry, either walking out in a youth program, in a soul winning program, during the week for 20 years, and we haven't missed one week. Somebody say amen. You know, God's, hey, by the way, some of you said, well, why did God save me? Why did God save you? How many of y'all know, have any idea? You said, well, God saved me to take me to heaven. Then why didn't he do it? No, he saved you to be fruitful and multiply. You say that's the preacher's job. That's the staff's job. That's the deacon's job. No, that's the whole church's job. We're ambassadors of Christ. We ought to be about our Father's business. We need to work God's day, for the night cometh when no man shall work. Let me go on. No wonder Noah needed to go. Hey, no wonder he went forward, because God said, hey, you know what he said to him? Hey, Noah, it's all on you. It's all on you. If they're going to be a civilization, it's because you, through my grace, bring it to pass. Now, I'm going to say something here. If we're going to reach the lost, it's all on you. And I'll be honest with you. As long as I'm breathing air and preaching this church, we're going to be a soul winning church.
Amen.
As long as I'm breathing air, I'm preaching on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night.
Amen.
And we're going to still have revivals. Amen. We're going to still have jubilees. We're Amen. Going to still do everything. Hey, Awana is starting this week. We're going to do everything we can to get souls saved in the Awana program. Amen. Highways and Hedges are starting in about a week. Last year, had several saved in both of those groups. What are you doing that for? Hey, not only do we save a life, we save a soul. And proud somebody help me.
Amen.
Whew. Good. Lord, have mercy, I'm bogging down. No, number two. And I'm skimming this because I want to go to the larger point in a moment. How could he move forward? Because God blessed him with a commission. When I came to church here 39 years ago, there was 80-something first service. I can't remember all the numbers. That's close. And God laid it on my heart. And I even said it verbally in the first 2 weeks of preaching. One of these days we'll see 500. And you know what? God laid it on my heart to go out in highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
See, we have a blessed responsibility, a blessed commission. Hey, it's all riding on the church. The commission was given to the church. It wasn't given to some yahoo out here on the radio that don't have no church affiliation. It wasn't given to Joe Osteen that wouldn't say boo at the devil. It's given to the church. You said, why you feel so hard to Joe Osteen? Anybody can get on Larry King Live and say that he don't preach against sin and nobody's, he can't call anybody a sinner. I'm preaching on him. Because I want to tell you, there'll nobody be saved unless they realize they're lost. Boy, I got to hurry. Number two, and I'm gonna skip over this, but I'm going to give you a thought. You cannot move forward until you realize your blessed commission. Number two, you cannot move forward until you realize your basic conditions. Now, you know what God done? God gave him regulation on what to eat. What was clean and what was unclean. God not only gave him regulations on what to eat, God even told him about regulations. If a beast kills you, you kill the beast. But if a man kills you, you put him to death.
That's right.
No, man. Can I just tell you a trend in the churches that really bothers me? Ain't nobody wants to live in. Nobody wants to live by the rules anymore.
That's right. Amen.
There's some basic conditions. And I want to tell you what. Right now, you're choosing leaders, aren't we? We got a leadership forum that the church voted in, not John Smith, the church as a whole, that just has a few rules on it. Like one of them, you be faithful to the pastor and the program of the church. By the way, you better follow me as I follow Christ. Somebody help me preach right there. I want to tell you, all the trouble I've ever had at this church has been by people that could not follow authority. They go out and they try to cover it up, blaming other people for their problems, pointing the finger at somebody in the church. That's not their problem. You want their problem always being? They can't follow authority.
Amen.
The rebels that come to church here now, you know what their problem is? They can't follow their own husband. They can't, what, somebody help me.
Amen.
Can't follow authority. Some basic conditions. Hey, there's some rules. I mean, you know, our rule is that you got to be a tither to work.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
It's quiet in here now. You need to be a tither if you're going to serve.
Amen.
You said, Preacher Smith, if I'm going to move forward, are you saying that I got to meet some basic criteria as a leader, and I need to meet some standards and some convictions as a leader to go forward?
Amen.
Now, let me tell you something. I want everybody to hear this. There is a difference between a conviction and a standard and a preference.
Right.
See, I believe this Bible is my conviction. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
We ain't getting away from that. That's just a basic condition. We're going to follow it till Jesus comes.
Amen.
Somebody help me.
Amen.
It's just basic. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Then there's a lot of people get all, I had some Baptist brethren. They ain't got no churches. They can't keep church members because they're always griping about this little this and this little that. They were teasing with me when Michael has these real black looking glasses. I guess it's the fad now. I don't know what it is. And I got wire rims on. I got some brethren up in Michigan and up north of here. They believe, hey, Jeff, they believe I'm out of the will of God to have a pair of wire rim glasses. Oh, that's in the Bible. And I'm out of the will of God. If I wear a dark shirt or something, you're clear out of the will of God. That's not pure. Is that white?
It's white.
Don't look white to me. Your tie wouldn't pass anyway. Somebody help me. You said, nah, people don't do that. See, let me tell you something. You know what the secret to Taze Valley Baptist Church is? I know I'm doing some teaching and preaching. You know what the secret of us? We're a balanced church. I don't get off a deep end on preferences and little goofy stuff. Somebody help me. I'm not. If you want to play goofy, you go ahead and play goofy. But I am going to hold to my convictions. The blood, the book, the blessed hope, the truths of the Word of God. I'm staying there. Drinking's wrong and cussing's wrong and dope using's wrong and pornography's wrong. I still believe that.
Amen.
Well, let me go on. Hallelujah. You said, preacher, what else is in this chapter? Number three, writing this down. There's a binding covenant. You know what God done to Noah? He made him some promises. Somebody help me there. He made him some promises. You said, what were the promises? He made a covenant with him, first of all. How many of you know that God's made a covenant with us? Somebody say amen. The new covenant ends his blood. I'm glad I'm a part of that covenant tonight. I'm glad I'm eternally washed in his blood tonight. I'm glad for the New Testament in his blood tonight.
Amen.
And God made a covenant. Oh, I'm going somewhere here. And then God did something else. He said, to show you, I'm going to keep my word. My leg's not operating too good, but right now I want to get up and run. God said, to make sure you understand, I'm with you. I'm just not going to talk about a covenant. I'm going to give you a token. And by the way, you say, well, the church don't have a token. Well, he's got two tokens. That's baptism and communion. Amen. Baptism being first. Somebody help me right there.
Amen.
And then communion. You're not qualified for communion until you've been scripturally baptized, immersed in water, not sprinkled, not poured on, no, baptized.
Amen.
Good preaching. Let me tell you, God gave the people of Israel, he gave them a pillar of fire in the wilderness to speak of his presence. He gave them a star to speak of his preeminence. He gave them a rainbow to tell Noah, I'm not going to destroy this thing again by water. When you see it rain, you don't have to worry. There's going to be a bow up in the sky, and you don't need to worry. I'm going to keep my word. Ladies and gentlemen, if we keep the Blessed Commission and we follow the basic conditions, God will give us a covenant, a binding covenant, and he will bless the church of the living God.
Amen.
That covenant was a rainbow. Well, hallelujah. I'll tell you something, the colors of the rainbow. By the way, the rainbow is a picture of Jesus. Purple speaks of royalty, his kingship. Blue speaks of heaven. He came down from heaven. Green speaks of a new life. He gives new life. Yellow speaks of sunlight. He is the light of the world. Orange is a warning. Repent. You must repent. Red speaks of the blood. When I look up, I must first see him in his glory. When he looks down, he sees his son's blood washed on me. Hey, by the way, God's not going to lay no judgment on me. I can't be lost to get after being saved because I've been washed in the blood.
Amen.
Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the token. Thank God.
Amen.
I'm trying to finish this message. You know how a rainbow, boy, I'm going to move this and run. Do you know how a rainbow is formed? Anybody have a clue? Well, since you don't know, I'll tell you. There's got to be a disturbance in the heavens. There's going to be some storm. To get a rainbow, you got to have a disturbance in heaven. But you can't just have a disturbance in heaven. You also have to have some sunlight. You say, well, what was the disturbance of heaven, Doc? Calvary. That's where the wrath of God was placed on Jesus Christ. and the whole wrath of God was placed on him, and the storm, the hope of humanity was placed on him. Somebody help me preach.
Amen.
And that was the first part of the rainbow, a disturbance, Calvary. But I'm glad he wasn't left in the tomb. I'm glad on the third day it rose. Thank God for the sunlight. Oh, thank God. It may be Friday, but Sunday's coming. Thank God for resurrected day. And when you have the light of the resurrection and you have the storm of Calvary, you have a rainbow. And God said, I'm promising you, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go all the way with you. I am your friend. You can't trust in me. Whew. I sense some preaching this old man tonight. My will might be broke, but my tongue ain't. I'm feeling good in the Lord tonight.
Oh, you're doing great.
There's a lot of preaching on that, and I'm not going to give you all of it tonight. I'm going to preach on that separately. But let me go on. Number one, we had a blessed commission. I'm going to try to finish. Number two, we had a binding covenant or basic condition. Number three, we had a binding covenant. Listen to me. Then number four, we had bold conclusions. I'm talking about our study. It's a big study here. We had bold conclusions. The ark, they passed through the ark. Yeah, we seen the wind, we seen the raven, we seen the dove. And now we had some bold conviction. Then I see Noah, when he left the ark, he became a performing farmer. Somebody help me. Then changed occupations. Somebody help me. I'm glad when I got called to preach, I got me a new occupation. Then I see in Noah, by the way, God calls it straight. I see a pitiful failure. Come on. Something that was unplanned. A problematic father. Noah got drunk. Help me. Noah got drunk. And by the way, I'll say this. Anytime there's booze and drugs, there's a drunkenness, there's nakedness. You know what leads some of you yahoos into sin? You get drunk, start substance abuse, then you get on pornography, and you get into nakedness. It always follows. Why are so many homes being attacked tonight? Because of a bunch of sin and nakedness. Good preaching, Reverend.
Amen.
By the way, am I preaching?
Amen.
A disappointing sight. Then I want you to notice a downplayed sentiment. The younger son came in. And he downplayed it. He didn't take it seriously. And he walked right in brashly and saw his daddy naked and walked in that room with no reverence. Somebody help me. No reverence, Chad. Committed a horrible act. Now, let me say this. I could tell you a lot of theory, but I'm going to be honest with you. God didn't really tell what Ham done. So I'm not going to speculate on what he done. I know the Bible said that Noah saw what he done to him, but I'm not going to speculate. If God didn't clear it up for me, he must not know, want me to know. But I do know this, it was bad. Then I see a proper fear. You know what them other two boys done, Brother Jared? They got them a blanket. Because they respected morality. And they didn't walk in front ways, they walked in back ways. And laid the blanket over their daddy, not looking at their daddy. And then I see a pronounced fate. You know what God done? God judged the lineage of Ham. He did not judge Ham, he judged his son, Canaan. And if you study the scripture, the last few verses here, there was Ham became a servant, and it mentioned it three times. And I want to show you a prophetic future here. Boy, I am getting in some preaching right here. Can I finish this? Will y'all allow me 5 more minutes at least? I see Ham, number one, enslaved. He was enslaved. And God cursed his son. And God said there'd be a servant. And you know what the servanthood was? They were to be subject to Canaanites, to the Jews. And the Jews then would be subject to the Egyptians. You say, why are you preaching this tonight? I'm going to teach you something tonight. I think sometimes preachers just won't preach the truth about this. You know this stuff's going on right now. And I wish they wouldn't use some of the landmarks as their protest. But these white supremacists, hello, and neo-Nazis, do y'all know what they mean? They believe? Do you know what they believe? They believe this curse was upon the Jews and the black people. And black people would be slaves. That's the most ridiculous Amen. Teaching I've ever heard in my Amen. Life. The Canaanites did serve somebody. They served the Jews, and the Jews served Egyptians. Red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in his sight. And I'm going to show you something in a minute. And this prophetic future is that you would not have a blessing today if it was not for Shem.
Amen.
Let me go on with it. Whew. Good preaching, preacher. How many just learned something? Amen. Number two, I see a prophetic thing. Shem was the rich people. His name actually Shem means name. By the way, for the Jewish people, we received the word of God.
Amen.
40 human authors, but most all of them were Jewish. Probably Luke was not, and maybe another. There's some debate. But I want you to know, this Bible I got, it's a Jewish Bible. It came through. Well, somebody help me. Thank God we've been blessed because of it.
Amen.
And I don't want to upset you, but through Shem, we received the Messiah. Choose Israel. And then we have Jephthah. Stay with me, I'm going somewhere. Jephthah means enlarged prosperity. That's the Gentile nations. America comes from Jephthah. But I want you to know something. He said that Jephthah would dwell in the tents of Shem. Well, somebody get shouting or something. We're blessed because we're of Abraham's seed and have been grafted in by the wild olive branch. We're part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Whew. Studying the book of Acts, I'll give you three personalities. We had the Ethiopian, that's a Hamite. We had Paul, that's a Shemite. And we had the centurion. That was Jephthah. And I want you to say, all three of them was in the church. I want you to know something. When Christ comes on the scene and when Christ gets in the mix, he unites everybody in the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Woo! Just studied Rahab when she got married. She married a Jewish boy and she got drafted in. I want you to notice a particular finish. Noah lived 350 years. Come on. After the flood, 950 years, God extended his life. Somebody might say, well, did Noah get right? I believe Noah got right. God gave him 350 more years and even put him in the Hall of Fame of faith.
Amen.
An emphatic legacy. By the way, what's your legacy going to be like? I want y'all to know something. I'm 66, been here 39 years. I'm right now building and finishing my legacy. I don't want to falter at the finish line.
Amen.
Somebody help me.
Amen.
We got to finish well. I want to tell you something. I want to say this real plain. There's a lot of Baptist preachers. I'm going to just talk about Baptist preachers. Not the only ones that are faulting. They're running off with secretaries. They're into drugs and alcohol, doing all kinds of wicked stuff in the name of the Lord, taking their dates out with a church credit card. I might take an associate out on church credit card as long as they're buying. You hear me? Am I preaching? I believe Noah finished well.
Amen.
And let's look at his legacy. Can I give you one more nugget? Usually, when they're given lineage and they're pronouncing those that's going to get blessings, they put the eldest and then on down, right? Go see the mention of these three names. Every time you see them mentioned, here's what it says. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. You said then Shem was the elder. No. Right? No. Ham was the younger. Japheth was the elder. I'm about ready to run. I better not try it. You say, Preacher Smith, I wasn't promised nothing. I don't feel like I deserve something. I'm glad that God takes the second fiddles and makes them the top fiddle.
Amen.
They was two boys. One of them was called Jacob and the other was called Esau. Esau being the firstborn, Jacob the secondborn. But I want you to know, God always wants the second birth, woo, the new birth. Somebody help me preach right there. I got a God, are you listening to me, that will tell you, how many of you tonight, when God saved you, you were down and out. You didn't really deserve a bunch of blessings, but God looked beyond your fault, exalted you, made you a child of God, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus.
Amen.
Why is it? There's churches dying all over the country. I'm going to tell you, they're not moving forward. Why is it there are Christians dying, losing the power of God? They're not moving forward. Can I ask you a question? I'm going to scoot up real close to you. In the last year, can it be said about you, I'm moving forward and not backwards? And I want you to hear me something. You listen to me. If you're a child of God, the devil is going to throw everything he can at you to keep you from going forward. He wants you to get back in sin. He wants you to fail. He wants to destroy your testimony. But I want to tell you something tonight. Finish well. You say, I'm going through the trouble. Preacher, the devil's thrown everything but the kitchen sink. I want to tell you, God is faithful. God is able. God will bring you through. God loves you. God wants to help you. Don't turn back. Noah, live by faith. You live by faith.
Amen.
And move forward. Keep trusting him. He's never let you down. And he ain't going to start today. Don't blame the church. Don't blame God for things that's happening in your life that's negative. Won't you blame the booger man? Won't you blame life's not fair? But I want you to know God's more than fair. God blessed you with a commission. Woo! God gave you a binding covenant. You are a child of God. Stand with me. I'm finishing. Heads bowed. I wonder how many in this room. The devil has fought it. He's fought you in the last 7 days. He's laid everything out on you. He's been beating you up. You've even thought about quitting. You thought it's time to jump off. That's the devil. He wants to destroy you. But you need to finish. I wonder how many in this room say, Preacher Smith, I've been in a war with the devil. I know he's been bad in my life. He's affected me. He's called detours in my life. I'm not moving forward. I'm just kind of bogged down. I don't even think right most of the time. I want you to know something. God wants you to move forward. How many Christians in this room feels like you've kind of been delayed? I see it. And you feel you're distracted and the devil's throwing everything at you. And you say, Preacher Smith, I feel like I'm in the battle of my life. I wonder how many just raise your hand and say, pray for me. Just raise them. Just raise them up, please. All over the house. You know what I like you to do? Will you do this? This is Sunday night. I know I've been a couple minutes over. This is Sunday night. Why don't you bring your family tonight? Won't you come with your wife tonight? Won't you bring your children tonight and say, I want to finish well. I want to move forward. I want God's help. Would you just do it? People are coming. Our Father, Lord, thank you for the liberty to preach tonight. I couldn't give all that I had, but Lord, what I have given, you bless it. And God, help people just come up here and say, I'm not giving up. I'm moving forward despite his attacks. Lord, help. Encourage some believer tonight. Encourage some husband, some wife, some teenager, some deacon, some leader, some preacher that might just be down in the dumps. Help us to move forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody raise your hand. Come on. Others, just come around this altar. People are down here. Join us. Come on.
In Jesus, just to take.
Are you moving forward? Don't you sit back there when you know the devil has thrown everything at you and he wants your life, he wants to destroy you. Don't you dare allow him to do that. Don't let him have one inch of ground on you. Come on, come on.
Jesus, Jesus,
church, we got to keep moving forward. You got to keep moving forward. Your children need to keep moving forward.
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus.
Oh, yes.
To trust him.
Oh, are you sitting back? God bless you, honey. Are you sitting back and your heart's racing? You're knowing you need to make a decision tonight for God. You got to stay on the winning team. You got to finish well. Everything's at stake. Your children's at stake. Your life's at stake. You ought to just come. She's going to sing one little last part of this verse to give you an opportunity to pray.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you.
Yes.
How I proved him.
Yes.
Or and on. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust.
God bless you, man. Amen. God bless you, man. Love you. Amen. Love you, sister. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody pray here. Lord, have mercy. Talk to her, Jerry. God bless. Somebody else, why don't you get the end of yourself today and say, I need God. I'm going to quit playing games. I need God. I need him. There is a rainbow.
Trust him.
Bless the Lord. Bless his name. Bless his name. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.